We are learning now Daf Lamed Ches, and we are starting from the Tanya. That's five lines from the top. We the Gemara before set example of something that's very, very clear, just like the Eidus of Chizkiya Avi Ikesh. Just like Chizkiya Avi Ikesh, you know, he's very reliable. Same way, the member before is reliable. So what is the story of Chizkiya Avi Ikesh? What's his Eidus? The Tanya went to Nebraisa. Zu Eidus Heid Chizkiya Avi Ikesh. Just the Eidus that Chizkiya Avi Ikesh, the father of Ikesh, said, what was the Eidus? Any kli that doesn't have an inside, just a flat kli, the kli cheres, if it's a kli cheres, the halacha is, if it's a flat kli cheres, it doesn't have a din of toich and outside legabe tuma, it's not difference. And therefore, nitma toicha nitma gabe. If the inside gets tame, which means the part that you use, it's flat, there's no inside, but it means the inside part that you use, it becomes tame gabe nitma. The outside also becomes tame from that. Gabe nitma, then nitma gabe nitma toicha. Nitma toicha nitma gabe. Nitma toicha gabe nitma toicha. Wherever the tame is, the whole thing gets tame. And that's different than a regular kli cheres. A regular kli cheres is all, you know, with a toich, if you touch tuma inside, the whole thing becomes tame. If you touch it outside, it does not become tame. But here, there's no difference between the outside and the inside. That's what the Eidus was. That by kli cheres, that's flat, there's no difference between the inside and the outside. Wherever you touch it, both become tame. The Gemara asked on that, kli cheres b'soichei tol rachmana. The Torah says that a kli cheres only becomes tame from the inside and not from the outside. So the kli cheres, even if it's flat, it can never become tame, only from the inside. Isle toich itme, it has an inside, it becomes tame. Lesle toich lo itme, it doesn't become tame. Lo itme, it doesn't become tame. I'm ready to talk about ove and hoche kama. We're not talking about a kli cheres. We're saying like this. Kol she'ein lo toich b'kli cheres, anything that doesn't have a inside of kli cheres, kenegdo b'kli shetef, anything similar to that by kli shetef, and Rashi says, kli shetef, the pasuk taich means it's something that can be put into a mikvah. And Rashi says, we're not talking about a metal keli, we're talking about a wood keli. So anything that doesn't have a toich by kli cheres, the corresponding kli by eitz, by a wood keli, if it's flat, then the halacha is ein le'echarayim lechalika. There's no difference between the outside and the inside. Nitma toich, if the inside becomes tamei, nitma gabe, the outside is tamei, and nitma gabe, if the outside gets touched by a sheretz, nitma toich, the inside is tamei. So Gemara asks, lomli lemitlai b'kli cheres. What do you have to say b'kli cheres? Just say simple. Say a kli eitz neima kol she'ein loy toich b'kli shetef. Anything that doesn't have an inside b'kli shetef, the halacha is that both ways are tame. Kol she'ein loy toich b'kli shetef, ein loy echarayim lechalika. There's no difference in the inside and the outside. So the Gemara, this is the chiddush by kli eitz. Hakamash v'lon, the yesh loy toich, if it does have an inside, harei kli cheres. Then it's a kli cheres, and if only and ma kli cheres nitma toicha nitma gabay. Only if the inside becomes tame, the outside becomes tame. Loi nitma toicha, the inside does not become tame. Loi nitma gabay, the outside does not become tame. Af kli shetef, a wood keli, the same thing. Nitma toicha, if the inside becomes tame, nitma gabay, the outside becomes tame. Loi nitma toicha, if the inside does not become tame, loi nitma gabay, the outside does not become tame. So the Gemara's not jumping this right away. The Gemara's saying right now that a kli cheres has the same din as a kli shetef, which is wood, has the same din as a kli cheres. But you know, a kli cheres, the halacha is like this, that if you put a sheretz and it touches the inside of the bowl that's made out of earthenware, the halacha is the outside is tamei. If you take a sheretz, you touch the outside of the earthenware, the inside is not tamei, and not only that, the outside is not tamei either. So we're saying a kli shetef, if it has a toich, which means a kli eitz, which has a toich, the same thing as a kli cheres. The Gemara says, right away, what are you talking about? Bishlam kli cheres, goli beirachmanom, toicha, there's a din toicha. There's a pasuk in the Torah, it says that an earthenware keli is only tummy from the inside, kol shevaseicha. El kli shetef, a wood keli, mi goli beirachmanom toicha, no din toicha by a wood keli. So the Gemara, you're right. Iba tuma deraisa achinam, you're right. By tuma deraisa, there is no difference between inside and outside. You have a regular wooden bowl, a sheretz touches the outside, the inside is tame. Halchemai eskinam tumas mashkin derabanan. Talking about, not tumas sheretz, talking about mashkin derabanan. There's something called tumas mashkin, which is only a tumas derabanan. It means the mashkin that are tame cannot be, midaraisa cannot be metame akeli, because it's a rishon, and a rishon cannot be metame akeli. So only a avatum can metame akeli. So midaraisa mashkin can metame akeli, derabanan will masakin that a mashkin is metame akeli. So the way they were masakin it is that it's similar to kli cheres. But tuma masdar abonon. The tnan kli shnit ba achayir of v'mashkin achayir of tameim. The outside is tamei toichoy. The inside, the agnoi, which is Rashi tupshotim, it may mean like the rim, or the oznoi, that's like the ear which you hold onto it, or the yodov, it's like a handle. Tahirim, the old tahirim, only the outside is tamei by mashkin. Nitva toicha, but the inside becomes tamei mashkin kula tamei. So you see that by Tumas Mashkin Midrabanon, they said that similar to Glicheres, which if you touch it on the inside, the whole thing comes tummy. If you touch it on the outside, only the outside comes tummy. The only difference is it's not mamash like Glicheres. Glicheres, even the outside is not tummy when you touch Cheres to the outside. But here, at least the, only the outside, not the inside. So the Midraisa ain't oichel matamikli. Midraisa ain't oichel matamikli, ve mashkin matamikli. A oichel or mashkin that's tummy is not matamikli. Rabbanu de gozum shemashkin zava zava. Rabbanu made a gzeira. Since there are type of liquids that are avatoma, what is that? It's the discharge of a zava wa zava. That type of liquid is matami midaraisa. So therefore, the masakin all mashkins tame. But the maisa, they don't want to make it mamish like a regular tuma because then you get mixed up and burn chumas and maisa on it. So hilchuk shavi rabbanon, the rabbanon said that this tuma de rabbanon of mashkin is ketuma de klicheres. Well, shavi rabbanon ketuma de raisa nafshei didn't make it like a regular tuma de raisa of kliates. Because the Rabbanon wanted to get a keira. Of the Rabbanon a keira, kehechi l'lisur v'lea chuma kachim. So in order that you shouldn't burn chuma and kachim on this tumma. And that's why they made it a little different. Ask the Gemara Kasha, yihachi ein lo toich nami leved nami a keira. So why a flat kliates, we say there, either side you touch it, it becomes tummy. Even by mashkim, because in the same brisa it's saying only something that ain't loy teich is no chilek, but yesh loy teich is a chilek, and we're saying it's talking about tumas mashkin. So why, by the rabbanon the tumas mashkin, by ain't loy teich, by a flat keli, also it should be tummy the inside and the outside. Yehoke ain't loy teich nami leva nami a kera. So tomorrow, no, even the avdu a kera, he's made a kera already. But yesh loy teich yedia the ain't loy teich the rabbanon. Since we know already by yesh loy teich there's a heker, we made it similar to klicheres. We'll know already the ain't loy teich is also the Rabbanim, and it won't be. Ideally, in Le Toich, it's only the Rabbanim, and you won't burden it, Chumas and Kachim. Faithing Marakasha. So we're assuming over here that a flat Keli has Tuma Deraisa. We're saying it doesn't have Tuma Deraisa. You know, Tuma Deraisa goes both ways, but obviously it has Tuma Deraisa. How do you know it has Tuma Deraisa? Because they wouldn't make a Xer or not. They wouldn't say Mashkins of Tamid if it wasn't Shaykh to have Tuma Deraisa. So what's the so Vaitama Kasha, don't we know Pshute Kliates, a flat kliates is not Matama? The Ainloy Toich Biklishat of the Raisa Bakabulu Tumu could be Makabu Tumya? It says Dumya the sack bina. It has to be similar to a sack. Mas sack, just like because it says in the Pasik compares the Tumma to sacks. The sacks. That's a lotion of the Pasik. That it says that Rashi brings down the Pasik. Sack. So it has to be similar to a sack, which will be have a base kibble, which you can put things into it. My sack metalta moli v'reikum. You can metalta it when it's full and when it's empty, even when it's full, which means it has a base kibble. I've called metalta moli v'reikum. So the Gemara, you know what type of flat keli we're talking about? That's metalta d'raisa. But hanach the chazi l'medr soyes. It's chazi to be a medrash. What's a medrash? Meaning a chair or a bed. Or a bench, those type of things called a medris, and that could be a tumas medris, even if it's flat, and that could be kavol tumah deraisa. Even though pshut declares cannot be kavol tumah deraisa, but if it's like a bed or a bench, that could be matama. Break the gemara, yachi cheres nami, which makes zera of mashkin vecheres. We just said cheres not be kavol tumah because it's flat, doesn't have a toich, but let it be alts medris. So the gemara ain't medris with gli cheres. There's no tumas medris with gli cheres, and Rashi learns the reason is because it will break. If you sit in it, it will break. The other first should bring down that's really a Gemara and Shabbos. There might be a Pama Pasuk, but Lamaisa Rashi is learning because it's in a break. That's Pshat, why Klicheres, no Medrash. So, Tamara Vaiter, our Papa's going back to the beginning. We had a Kasha in the beginning of the Sugya that Beisil and Beisham have the same shear to be missing from a skull to make it not Tumah. It's the same shear. They both say Sela, because Beisil says Sela, and Beisham says a Makdeach. And the Gemara says Makdeach is the same, Makdeach HaGodol, same shear as a Sela. And the Gemara's Kasha was, they're both the same shear. They're not arguing. What's pshat? It sounds like they're arguing. So our papa on a new teretz. Our papa says like this: Makdeach gadol sheninu. What it was saying in that Makdeach gadol sheninu is the case where it's like a sella. But the makdeach, that was the price we brought. The makdeach of Beishamai is smaller than that. It's a regular makdeach. And that would be smaller than a sella. Makdeach is like a sella. It's be smaller than a sella. So I said, Machlal, makdeach, stam zutra. It's smaller. Zutanami mikasella. It's smaller than a sella. So honichler ameyer, that taka says that. El rabbonim, I claim it. Tam, eiz makdeach omru. But Rameyer says, what type of makdeach are we talking about when we say makdeach in the Mishnah of Beis Shammai? Beis Shammai says that size that's missing from the skull is makdeach. What about makdeach? So Rameyer says, makdeach omru v'katun shal reifim. A small drill of doctors they use for surgery. The Rameyer. Chomer amigadol shal ishka, tomer amigadol. So if you're a bonon, it's still back shver, because it said before, gadol shal ishka is like a sella. And a sella is something like Beisella. And the Gemara says that even if you're a Rameyer, that was saying that Beis Shammai is talking about a smaller makdeach, it's still shver, because it comes out, Beis Shammai is more makel. He holds even a smaller hole will take away the tumma of the skull. It'll be a kula of Beis Shammai. He's saying the hole in the skull is less than a sela. It's as small as a makdeach, which is a makdeach of doctors, and it's smaller. And he's a makel. He says less is missing, and won't be tum anymore. Vanan, we learned, there's only six of them in the Mishnah of Idias. Vanan, the Tanan, Tanan, whatever it says in the Mishnah of Idias, those are the kula, that's it. Loitanan, Loitanan. So hey, you have another kula here. What's Pshat? Amrav Nach, Beinu Nu Teretz. To explain. Sela Nirayna Shinu. It said the Makdeach Godol is like a Sela Nirayna, which is a big Sela. Sela Nirayna Shinu Ke Makdeach Godol. Sela Stam, Zutu Makdeach Stam. A Sela of Beis Hillel is even smaller than the drill of the doctor. It's even smaller than the drill of the doctor, and therefore it comes like three issues. Makdeach gadol is like a sela nirayinus. Makdeach katan is the next size hole, and the smaller hole is the sela that Basil is talking about. He's talking about a smaller sela than the sela nirayinus, and therefore it comes out that Basil is talking more makel, that a smaller hole will make it not tummy. So we get up to the Mishnah Lamed Ches Amar Aleph on the bottom.